for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
If you're a new Burt Show listener, I come from a family background of just real dysfunctional family background.
Mm-hmm.
Just a sort of really callous, not caring family. My parents got divorced. I moved out to California to hang with my dad. And then at that point, he fed me a whole bunch of propaganda, basically, as a 10-year-old. And my mom and I didn't talk for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad really has never been a really great guy in my eyes. My mom, she's another story for another time. But he's done so many things over the years that have hurt me and my family. Just not a great guy, right? So we've had this on-again, off-again relationship throughout my entire life. Good times, then cutoffs, then good times, and then cutoffs. And now we're in a good time. In fact, it's probably the best time, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Calling each other probably once a week, hanging out with each other on the phone, sharing stuff. You know, things have been great. And this has been going on now for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
So this is new territory for me. I am just not used to being in this kind of place with my dad at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he calls yesterday and I pick up the phone and we're doing our normal chit chat. And he says to me, "You know what, son, I have a crazy idea." I'm like, "What's up?" He's like, "You know, me and my wife were talking and God, we really do miss being around our grandkids."
Oh,
like,
boy.
"I haven't even met Hollis yet," is what he says. Hollis is my 3-year-old. "I haven't even met Hollis yet. It's been years since I've seen Hayden. And now I'm getting older. I'm 72 years old. How much time do I really have with my grandkids? I'm really, really missing being a grandparent." So he says, "What do you think about the idea of me moving to Atlanta?"
Wow. That's a big decision.
I haven't even run this by Stacey. Well, I didn't even have a chance to talk to her about this.
And if you're a new Burt Show listener, your father's, he's suffering from emphysema?
Yeah, he's not in good shape. Mm-hmm. Like, he's 72, but he's 72, like, going on 95.
Right.
He doesn't have a whole bunch of time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've had this, you know, stressful relationship my entire life, and now that things are going okay, I don't know what to say to him, really. I was really taken back, because my knee-jerk reaction inside was screaming, No, I can't do this, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the words that came out of my mouth were, "Let me chew on it and let me talk to Stacy about it, and then I'll get back to you."
It's a good answer.
So we started talking about other things, and then he brought it up again.
Really? Mm-hmm. So they're really considering this?
Really considering it. His lease is up in Vegas. She has family out on the East Coast also that she's missing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him at one point when he brought it up again, I said, "You know, Dad, I'd be really nervous of what your expectation is once you get out here. Like, my time is so limited now with my family to hang out, with work and everything else, that I'm just really nervous that you'd move out here thinking we were going to see each other every day, or you're going to be over the house every couple of days. And mm-hmm. I don't know that I have that."
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me that this was really less about me and him than it was about him and the grandkids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I believe that.
And I can't really call BS on that or not, because I've never been a grandparent. So I don't know how you change through life, if that bond really becomes very important with your grandkids or not. But I think in the back of my head, I was thinking, like, maybe he's using my kids to get closer to me. Because my dad is kind of, he's done a lot of shady things over the years. And I don't quite
trust.
Well,
if you've been in a good place for a year, I don't know why he would manipulate this situation to get to you for a negative reason. But I do think with grandkids, you get a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no history there. He can enjoy them being kids, and they can know him, and it's not weird like it is between the two of you.
Well, and then if your kids get to hang out with him and his wife, maybe they won't have that freaky thing about old people that you do.
That's true.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, there is something really real to that. Like, for Hayden and Hollis to be able to hang out with somebody who's older and elderly, like, and not be scared of them or think that they're,
Bert,
you know,
whatever. Get your kids an old person.
Well, they've got grandparents. They have grandparents.
But your dad, you said, is he's older than his, you know, younger, more fit and, you know, healthier grandparents. I mean, I think... Just to be honest, it might be a good thing.
I'm at such a a distrusting place with my dad. Like, my thought really was, okay, is his health deteriorating so bad that he's moving closer to me so I can take care of him in these next couple of years, like financially take care of him?
Yeah, that's a possibility. I don't know about that.
Is that a bad thing? That's not a bad thing, is it?
I don't know, dude. It's impossible for you guys to understand this kind of dysfunction because you all come from healthy families, but I don't have the connection to my parents that you guys have to your parents. A healthy person would probably say, yeah, I would willingly go ahead and take care of my parents in their older years. But because I don't have that bond and my dad's been so shady for so many years, I would be doing it out of obligation and not really out of love.
I think most families, that's a tough decision regardless if you have a healthy relationship or not, because that's a huge change for your family, for you, for, you know. That's a difficult thing to take care of a sick parent. I mean, it's not a response. That's not an easy job.
And we're going from 0 to 80 miles per hour. If he gets out here and gets sick like that.
Mm-hmm. Which is a possibility because he's already really sick.
Which is a real possibility.
But I mean, I agree with Jen on the fact of seeing because a kid should know that, and Bert, you should know that just because an old person, their body may not be working right, does not mean their mind's not working right, and there's not a lot to learn from them, Bert.
Living.
And they're not anything to be afraid of. They're not going to come after you.
They scare me.
But also I do think that, you know, that Hayden and Hollis have the opportunity to have a completely different relationship with your father than you did. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we can attack this from a million different angles. I just feel like they get the grandparent vacancy filled with Stacy's parents, and I know they're safe around them, and there's not going to be any hurt or anything like that. You know,
they don't have a grandparent vacancy.
They don't have a grandparent vacancy, right?
The way you move around, you know, their birthdays based on convenience. Can't you just get yourself another old person and say that's their grandparent? Does it have to be your dad? Can you just buy one from a nursing home or something?
Is that possible? Is there a place you can go to do that? Could be an option.
And if I'm not mistaken, in mid-August, it's a tax-free holiday, too, on old people.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe you can rent one.
I hope I hope when y'all are elderly, you get to hear young people talk about you the same way. People are so afraid of the two of you, and you're like, no, wait a second, I was cool one day.
Melissa.
Huh?
He is elderly.
And Jeff is
already catching up fast.
A grumpy old
right.
man.
That's
true. Q100 Bird Show traffic and weather. Here's Wendy.
Good news if you're on 75 southbound near that north loop. That injury crash finally been cleared, but heavy delays all the way back to Highway 92. Over half an hour ride from Wade Green down to the perimeter. Also heavy volume building on 400 southbound. Brake lights approaching Mansell Road, but heavy in spots all the way down to Abernathy and that merge onto the perimeter. Traveling in from Douglas County, 20 eastbound, a couple of brake lights right around Thornton Road, and heavier again between Fulton Industrial and the perimeter. Surface Street trouble to mention up in Gwinnett County. Have a crash Highway 20 at the Mall of Georgia Boulevard. Also up in Cobb County, have an injury crash reported Atlanta Road near that 285 merge. Traffic brought to you by Gables, taking care of the way people live. Gables.com. Weather for today, a mostly sunny day, high of 92. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 93. Currently 71 in Atlanta. Wendy on Q100.
Good morning, Mario. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, Bert.
What's up?
You know, there's one other thing y'all haven't thought about is that maybe your dad is just looking for someone to take care of him in his old age if he's got all these sicknesses and everything, and he's just using the kids to get to get closer to you. So hopefully, you and your family will take care of him. You know?
I did think that, but he's got a wife.
Is she healthy?
Yeah, she's very healthy.
Well, you know, she may not be able to handle it, or. She might be the one telling him to get closer to the family so that they can help her with you.
That's actually a great point because he told me this was her idea. She brought it up initially, and he thought, well, you know what? We're going to be moving from Vegas, so if not, then Atlanta would certainly be on the map.
She's clearly planning on bailing, so what she's doing is she's lining up so he's covered and she can get out.
That doesn't – I mean, you jokingly say that, but – That thought crossed my mind.
When she gets out here and sees that selection at Johnny's Hideaway, there's no stopping the hormones.
Right. I'm sorry that that's how you feel, you know, because in a situation in my family, it would be the fact, oh, well, you know, how much longer do you have? Then make every moment possible with the people, you know, in your family.
Mm-hmm.
And it has nothing to do with them taking care of you. It has nothing to do with them trying to manipulate you. That's family.
That's not how I grew up. That has never been the pattern on either side of my family. Hey, Jessica, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey,
morning.
What's up?
Hey, I was just going to say that you should probably buy him plane tickets if he wants to come see the grandkids. That way he can stay in Vegas, but he's not living in Atlanta and he can still see the grandkids.
Yeah, that might be an option. Just like saying, hey, you know, I'll pay for 3 trips a year to come on out here. But
it's tough to travel, though, especially if you have emphysema. It's tough to move around
and
that much.
Don't just get him the plane tickets. Get him the MARTA token so he can get from the airport up to the station closest to your house.
He can hitchhike.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.